This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss important issues and ask questions related to our most precious possession. Of course, that's good health. I am so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. And we have a really good show for you planned today. Stick around for the entirety of it because you're going to learn something. You're going to benefit by it. And I know that when we finish today, you're going to believe that. Now, I want to go back to last week before we move forward, starting with last week's health poll question. First, thank you for those people. And thank you to those people who made the effort to go to my website last week and throughout the week to vote, to weigh in on last week's health poll question. When we asked the question, do you believe sharing your bed with an animal, a cat or a dog, improves your sleep, yes or no? And we asked that question based on a poll that we saw. The pollster OnePoll, large polling company, quizzed over 2,000 Americans who are pet owners themselves and found some fascinating information, because I've heard this from many of my own patients over the years, that those people who suffer with insomnia or some sleep disorder or anxiety at night, many of them claim that they sleep more soundly, sleep better, and are more rested if they have their friendly dog or cat right there alongside them in their bed. Now, you may feel differently about it, and I completely understand that, but in this particular poll of over 2,000 Americans, they found that 7 of 10 people polling shared their bed with their favorite animal that helped them sleep at night. Half even said that being near their cat or dog reduced their stress and their anxiety. And so previous studies also suggest that sharing a bed with pets leads to feeling more comfortable and more secure in bed. And it could improve their mental health as a result of that. So snuggling up with your cat or dog at night could really, according to this data, improve your sleep. And I know a lot of people think, and I've spoken to many about it, think it's gross, it's unhygienic, who would do such a thing? Dogs and cats don't belong in the bed, that's what I have my husband for, or my wife. And single people, of course, you know, who knows. But that's what they found. Now, we asked pretty much the same question. Do you believe you're sharing a bed with your cat or dog improves sleep? Here are the results of our poll. And again, thank you for those people who went to drbob.com, drbob.com, and gave their opinion of it. And of those people who voted, 63% said no, you do not believe sharing your bed with a cat or a dog improves sleep, whereas 37% of those people who voted do believe that sharing the bed with a cat or the dog improves sleep. So the nays have it on that one, at least from our vantage point. And again, thank you for participating in last week's health poll question. Remember also, folks, that throughout the week, you can access my personal site to stay apprised of all the latest breaking news in the arena of health. We post up a lot of information from around the globe you may not hear about or learn about anywhere else. It's right there at drbob.com. And most importantly, these shows that we do, the one you're listening to right now, will be posted in our podcast library as of this coming Wednesday. So if you want to listen to it again, or you want to refer somebody, a family member, a loved one, a neighbor, coworker, somebody to the show, believing that they could benefit by listening into the program, by all means do so. We so appreciate that. Just direct them to the site, drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Then there's a button right up at the top. Well, actually, it's the last button from the top of the page. You click on that. That gets you over to the podcast library. Speaking of the podcast library, last weekend, I think I basically conducted one of the top interviews of my entire broadcast career last weekend with Dr. Peter McCullough. Many of you have sent emails to me thanking me for doing that, commenting on the interview itself. And many of you also have sent on that interview the coordinates of how your family members that may not have been able to listen to the show, or somebody that you care about, you believe would be benefited by hearing the interview that I did with Dr. Peter McCullough, author, the co-author of the book entitled Courage to Face COVID. It was a dynamic interview. I really enjoyed it. I have, prior to that, played many audio clips of Dr. Peter McCullough on various radio and television shows. So I was somewhat familiar with him and his work. He's an acclaimed medical doctor, cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist, and has really had his medical career destroyed based on his viewpoint of what is happening in the arena of COVID-19 and all of the associated factors about it. And that's why he ended up writing the book with his co-author, best-selling author John Leake. It is a must-read book. COVID is here. It's with us. It's not going anywhere. Just one of the most important interviews, at least in my 40-year-long radio broadcasting career. And it was really a delight to do so. And we hope to have Dr. Peter McCullough back on the program in the future. However, I think it's a must-listen to. Must-listen to interview. Everything you need to know about COVID-19 that you may or may not know already, and a lot of people aren't telling you and are spinning it in a way by which to trick you, fool you, deceive you. It is really something that you should hear about. This is a doctor who is a former professor in a medical school in Houston, Texas, and an editor of two medical journals. So this guy's, prior to this COVID thing erupting, career was amazing. One of the, eighth most published medical physician? Eighth most published of all the articles and scientific papers this man has written. He's like a walking dictionary. Photographic memory. Just an amazing thing. You should take a listen to it. How do you find it? You go over to my website at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R,
bob.com. Always spell out the word doctor. And get to the podcast library. The last button, click on it. Last week's hour number two. Last weekend, last Sunday, hour number two. And you'll be able to hear that interview. Everything you need to know about COVID-19. That the variants, you know, all the misinformation we're being told about it, he clears it up, and he's got the scientific background to document it all. And it really is the kind of questions that I asked. I tried to think of you, the listener, before I asked them, and hopefully I've covered all the points that needed to be covered. All right, now we have another special guest coming up. Stick around, because coming up we're going to be joined by Kat James talking about more than just COVID weight gain, the skyrocketing rise of eating disorders and food and sugar addiction. That topic coming up right here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to my
house. And a healthy, happy welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We so appreciate you tuning into the program today. Coming up later on in the show, we've got a lot to talk about you'll not want to miss out on. We're going to be discussing a special food that reduces your risk of death if you get COVID-19, and you probably will get it, it's not a matter of if, but when, and if you've had a COVID vaccine, you are more likely now, we know, to get infected with COVID. If you've been fully vaccinated and fully boosted, I mean, all these politicians and all these television talk show hosts coming down with it, that they make it to the news. But what about all the people that you're not hearing about? Oh, gosh, the numbers are staggering, folks. Also, we're going to be discussing the fact that researchers are now linking the standard American diet of high fat to an increased risk of cancer development. And we're going to talk about the fact that, and you've heard of this before, happy wife, happy life. What about longer life? We'll get to that as well, plus the health alternative outrage and product recall and mystery of the week. All of that straight ahead, so don't go anywhere. But we're going to turn our attention now to a topic that you should know more about. I'm sure you want to know more about it, and that is weight gain associated with COVID, is there a connection? And the skyrocketing rise in eating disorders that statisticians and experts are now reporting, eating disorders, and the fact that many people over the COVID time, over the last 2.5 years or so, are now addicted to certain foods like sugar and a bunch of other things we ought not put in our body very often because we'll get sick. So we've recruited a special guest, an expert on the topic, to join us today. Kat James, her name, an award-winning author of The Truth About Beauty and a renowned nutrition and inside-out transformation expert. After overcoming her own serious health and beauty challenges, Kat James helped thousands and thousands of others do the very same thing through her best-selling book, her national health columns, talk radio shows she's conducted, PBS special, her website, infomedbeauty.com, and we'll get that transformation programs. We're going to be talking about that with her. I am delighted to have Kat join us again today to discuss the alarming skyrocketing rise of eating disorders and food and sugar addictions during the pandemic. And with that, let us welcome Kat James back to the program. We're so delighted to have her. Hello to you, Kat.
Hello, Dr. Bob. Thank you. So great to be back.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy weekend to do so. Let's begin with this, Kat. The news that eating disorders are on the sharp rise, some experts think it's almost double since the pandemic started 2 years or so ago, are startling. Most of us have unfortunately gained some weight, some pandemic poundage, or it's even more serious. You yourself once suffered from your own eating disorder, and after your recovery, have helped many thousands of people overcome theirs with your programs. Could you share a little about your journey through that and how it compares to what we're seeing right now?
Sure. Mine was about 30 years ago, and I overcame it permanently, and it's just scary to see what I was going through happening in so, so many more people right now. I had an eating disorder develop when I was about 12, and it just became this truly heroin-like addiction, and eventually my liver started to fail, and I luckily stumbled on the fact that it's not about calorie counting. There's so much more. There's dysbiosis. There's hormonal response to food, which we've talked about on your show. And what's happening today, we've got adding to this, and the Journal of Adolescent Health says that stress, isolation, more social media, economic issues, these other this is another pocket of deadliness from lockdowns. And so it's just an amazing the other testament to what a mistake we've made. And I was lucky to get through it, and it's a lot more biochemical than people really realize. It's not just emotional.
Yeah, people don't realize how the lockdowns, the social distancing, all the misinformation and misdirection and chaos coming out of the CDC, FDA, AMA, all of that is now coming back to roost, coming back to haunt us.
Absolutely.
And people need to be reminded of this. In fact, even Johns Hopkins has shown statistically how the programs that were recommended by our government and Dr. Tony Fauci and all the rest were completely wrong, ill-advised, and now we are grappling with the adverse side effects of it all. So, folks, keep that at top of mind as you're hearing anything come out of the government. I personally love my country, but I distrust the government when it comes to things like this.
I'm with you.
It sounds like you are on the same page, Kat.
Absolutely.
All right, so it sounds like you know, your emotional work helped, but did not free you, and that your biochemical transformation ultimately made the biggest difference of all. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. And I'll just go into, you know, when things start to happen, it's kind of a downward spiral. And first it can be emotional, and you can use food as a drug, which is easy to do just from getting a blood sugar spike. But then it turns into a reward system, a damaged reward system. And so you actually throw your microbiome off balance. There's a study talking about eating disorders creating or kind of getting rid of gut diversity. Of course, I was a big diet soda, you know, person, and that further destroys the microbiome. But then when you start manipulating food like a drug, you burn out your dopamine receptors. You've got, you know, brain scans of people who were binge eaters like I was, or heroin addicts or alcoholics, and you've got the same burnout dopamine receptors. So, and all of it does connect back to the gut, but it becomes a food addiction when you start thinking about the next meal before you finish the previous one, and you start realizing that it's just impossible not to do the fix. I mean, I white-knuckled my way through every day saying, I'm not going to do it this time, I'm not going to do it this time, but the drug-like impact becomes more intense as the reward system becomes further broken and the gut is depleted.
Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest, Kat James, award-winning author of Truth About Beauty, talking about now the fallout that we are gathering and seeing in our society as a result of the ill-advised activity and misinformation that came from the CDC and other groups associated with the government. You speak of really people trying to find their way to pleasure from, you know, aggravation, annoyance, boredom, and suffering. They're just, that's how they're getting to the pleasure, obviously. And as you mentioned, and I want people to realize this, when you burn out the dopamine receptors and exhaust that, folks, that's one of the ill health concerns of doctors, especially neurologists, is a condition called Parkinson's disease. That's a disease of dopamine dysregulation in the brain. You do not want to fool with that, ever. And I noticed that a lot of people are seeing neurological problems. They're seeing almost like Parkinson's-like symptoms, you know, shaking, tremors, things like that. It's almost like, okay, well, that was not there before the COVID situation, but sure is there now. What if there's a relationship? Doctors just say, oh, no relationship whatsoever. You're just getting old. Sad.
Right. Well, we don't have amino acid conversion. So we are, and once the dysbiosis happens, you're actually not making not only just B vitamins, but even P5P, which is a form of a B vitamin that we really need that are made by gut bacteria. And we're not converting amino acids, and then the brain becomes depleted, and we become vulnerable to everything, including.
I'm going to have you, Kat, hit the dysbiosis after this.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Fear dominates modern medicine today, yet the definition of the word physician translates to mean healer. Dr. Nathan Goodyear is a physician and director of Brio Medical, and his job as a doctor is to build trust, promote hope, and maximize the potential to help his patients heal. The human body is designed to heal itself and will do so when in proper balance, including a disease as serious as cancer. For example, using vitamin C as an integrative therapy with the knowledge of dosing, duration, and frequency is considered an evidence-based cancer-killing therapy, including cancer stem cells. Brio Medical is an alternative cancer treatment center and immune recovery facility offering advanced, research-based, integrative medical treatments focused on all types of cancer, Lyme disease, and chronic illness. Call Brio Medical, 844-411-BRIO, 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 or visit their website, briomedical.com. That's briomedical.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The topic we're covering right now is more than just COVID weight gain, the skyrocketing rise in eating disorders and food and sugar addiction. Our special guest, Kat James, the award-winning author of Truth About Beauty and renowned nutrition and inside-out transformation expert. She's with us discussing this, and I want to get back to that interview with her. Now, before we took the break there, Kat, and I apologize for cutting you off there, you mentioned the word dysbiosis. I want to have you circle back and please describe and document what that word means and why it's important to our listeners.
Clinics, they're not addressing and they're using a lot of prescription drugs, but it's your response to food. And this can be hugely effective if you regain the diversity of bacteria in your gut, and diversity is really emerging as the most important thing. It can affect neurotransmitter function and even that dopamine serotonin balance and blood sugar. There's a study showing that a diverse probiotic with several different strains is better at stabilizing blood sugar. And this is its stability on every level in terms of preventing this damage to the neurotransmitter function, your feel-good neurotransmitters, but also stabilizing moods and just changing even how your hormones are reacting to what you're eating. And so you want to avoid high carb. You want to avoid things that are drug-like foods, obviously. You've got to go low-carb, increase good fat, but you can't do that in the presence of, you know, processed food, et cetera. That's going to keep you going in the wrong direction. Postbiotics are emerging as far as supporting neurotransmitter function, too. So you're not going to find in a typical probiotic, for example, the postbiotic activity, the metabolites that are created in the life cycle of the bacteria if they've been fermented for a long time. You don't get that in your typical probiotic. That's why I love the Dr. O'Hara's, because it's an extract. It's a fermented extract, not just a month of fermentation, 3 years or more, and it's not going to be destroyed. You're going to be able to depend on it. Even if you chew it, heat's not going to destroy it. So getting something that has a lot of postbiotics going from a variety of vegetables and the strains that are created from a variety of these original, you know, seaweed and fruits and vegetables that go into this. It's and we need to eat a variety of those fibers, because that's also going to create that stronger microbiome and the postbiotics as well. And I have seen some incredible turnarounds with the Dr. O'Hara's with the people I work with.
Yes, and I think that's so important to distinguish between the refined and ultra-refined carbs as opposed to those that are healthy, that are fibrous, that we need in order to feed the good bacteria so that it can thrive and keep in check the bad bacteria, correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And isn't it true, Kat, that we are mostly made up of bacteria, human beings are?
That's right. More bacterial DNA than our own, of course. And they are dominating people's cravings. So let's say someone has antibiotics, and right now, you know, the prophylactic use of antibiotics in the last 2 years is off the charts. So people change their relationship with food when they throw out that microbiome. And so it's a huge reason why we crave things. It's really the harmful bacteria that are dominating our food choices so much.
Yeah, and I know listeners are probably saying, some of them, well, I'm so glad that I haven't taken a round of antibiotics for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, if you're eating any livestock out of the prototypical grocery store that's pumped full of antibiotics, you are getting antibiotic treatments, trace amounts of that, and that accumulates. It's a bioaccumulation in your body, and it is destructive. If you're drinking glasses of water from your tap faucet, you're getting chlorine, and you're wiping out good bacteria. If you're taking over-the-counter drugs like ibuprofen and other NSAIDs, guess what? There are many both over-the-counter and prescription drugs that also decimate, besides antibiotics. They're a miracle drug, of course. When you need them, say lifesavers, all that, but we know that they're overutilized and overprescribed today. So it's really, you're hard-pressed not to be in the target of all of this activity, and that's why it's so important to cover this area of your health, since isn't that where most of the immune system lies anyway, Kat?
Exactly. And if people have thrown this off, oh, I haven't had antibiotics for 5 years, they're going to have to do that loading dose. You know, mm-hmm. you would even take maybe five of those, Dr. O'Hara, maybe for 5 days to a week. But two capsules daily, and you're right, we are living in a landmine of things that are undermining this precious thing that keeps us mentally and physically intact.
If you're just tuning into the program, our special guest, Kat James, award-winning author of Truth About Beauty and renowned nutritionist. Kat, your website, can you give your website to the audience so that after this they can reach out to you if they choose to?
Sure. Informed with an EDbeauty.com.
Okay. Informedbeauty.com?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. All right, now, can you also go a bit further into each of those mechanisms that lock people into the food and sugar addiction? Because I know a lot of them are listening right now.
Yeah. First you have, you know, I think that they know through eating the wrong foods, there's even a study that if people eat incorrectly, that it destroys the diversity of bacteria in the gut. But when people, even fasting in some people, can start to give a drug-like effect from food in some people. So if you're metabolically challenged and you've had food issues, you could have come into this world with not a very good microbiome. And you just have a different relationship with food and more vulnerability to, first it starts with carbs, then it's sugar, and then, you know, you might just not even, you skip meals because you're so disgusted with how much you had, you know, before. This is often started at puberty in girls and from diet. That was my situation. And because restriction in some people, and even in rodent studies, made rebound eating happen. And so be careful of that. But then the back and forth of feast and famine, and then just the types of foods that people choose. They have to upgrade, you know, to using monk fruit and stevia and healthy sweeteners as opposed to artificial or out-and-out sugar, because it's just going to get stronger and stronger and then starts to involve, you know, that reward system, especially if the gut is vulnerable. And so you're going to need, you know, also like an L-tyrosine and your B vitamins and things like that, but to really help turn around that dopamine pathway, but it's not going to happen unless you get your gut back.
So true. And I know our audience, many veteran listeners of this program know we have talked about this with you and other guests over the many years that we've been discussing the importance of this. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, folks, available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural retailers across the U.S. If you want to learn more about it, hit their website at essentialformulas.com. Essentialformulas.com to find a retailer near you. We'll come back with our special guest, Kat James, in just a moment. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimal neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you'll definitely not want to go anywhere because next hour I'm going to be talking about a special food that reduces the risk of death if you get COVID-19. Now, consuming higher levels of certain foods may reduce your risk of death from the novel coronavirus COVID-19, according to research published in a prestigious scientific journal. The relative risk of death was about 400% higher in study subjects with a lower level of this so important protective food element in their bloodstreams compared to those with higher levels. We're going to disclose that. We're going to talk about it in detail. That's coming up next hour, so don't go anywhere. Our special guest, however, with us right now on the topic of more than just COVID weight gain, the skyrocketing rise of eating disorders and food and sugar addiction. She's with us, Kat James, award-winning author of Truth About Beauty, and she's a renowned nutritionist, Inside Out Transformation Expert. InformedBeauty.com is her website. InformedBeauty.com for more information beyond this interview today. Let's get back to this conversation with her. I've got questions, and here is the next question. Now, in your book, Kat, The Truth About Beauty, in your chapter, When Food Is Your Drug, you describe the signs of an eating disorder, how to spot it. How does one know when they have developed a full-blown eating disorder? Does it take, like, looking down at your grocery cart and seeing 6 bags of potato chips, 4 pounds of chocolate, or 8 tubs of ice cream? What is it we're looking for?
Well, you know, I guess I think that's probably true, too. But you are, when you start thinking about the next meal before you're done with this one, that's almost a guarantee. But officially, it's an addiction, and officially, a definition of any addiction is you can't tolerate how you feel between fixes and you do another fix. And the power of that fix is sedating. In my case, I called it elation, sedation, incapacitation. That was my feeling after a fix. And then you start seeing it literally interfering with your daily life, your work, when you have to be somewhere, if you have a social event, and because you are in the aftermath of a fix. It changes your personality. I was at a get-together where I hadn't seen people in 10 years, and this is the same thing with some of the restrictors or anorexics that I've worked with. They're looking at their watch, and you're really not deep in it, just like an alcoholic is not deep in it, or someone who needs a cigarette and they don't have one. They start losing the ability to focus on what the other person's saying. But then you get strapped in to a roller coaster. And when people get out of it, it's like they came back. One person I worked with described it as coming back from a planet and actually caring what her neighbor was saying to her.
Wow.
Being able to be in the moment. Yeah.
So would it be appropriate to say that we can actually help reprogram that by making sure that the microbiome, the microbiota in the gut with the appropriate forms and level of good bacteria can help reset that problem?
Well, absolutely. And there is research showing that that multi-strain probiotics, and there's research on postbiotics supporting neurotransmitter function. And if that's not focused on, and the gut is not, and gut is part of getting that neurotransmitter function, I mentioned a couple of the other important supplements you need, you know, a good, well-rounded supplement, a regimen that I'm sure you've covered many times. But you have to have nutrient density. You have to remove the drug-like foods. And all at the same time, because if you're feeding the harmful bacteria, and candida is always there with these issues, and if you're feeding the wrong guys while you're trying, you're not going to succeed because they are incredibly powerful at telling you what to eat, and they'll get upset when you finally make the change. You got to get through a little bit of die-off. But you've got to upset those colonies, and you've got to win that battle in the gut.
Of course, we want people to seek professional help if they do have an eating disorder or, you know, yeah, be under medical supervision. But where do people go wrong with their treatments, and what should they focus on to address the cause and turn these things around? Is that back to what you just said, including the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics?
Yeah, and here's where they can go wrong. I've worked with many people who've been to eating disorder clinics, and they drug them four ways immediately: acid reflux, sleep, anxiety, and one other drug. It's just the cocktail they give. And if you're a restrictor, they stand over, give you extra credit for putting hot fudge on your sundae, give you 11 servings of grain a day, and call themselves 95% effective because everyone gained weight. And it's a different, it's an unhealthy weight. And they've never changed their relationship with food. $30,000, $40,000 later. And the first time they're left alone, they're going to do the same thing. There's no change in the relationship with food. So then you have to stop the carbs. You have for
sounds
people,
like, sounds like planned obsolescence. So they make their way back once again to that same center too. The cha-ching.
Exactly. And so what we're talking about, if those aren't really fully addressed, then you are having the wrong person helping you out, the wrong
people.
All
right. Our guest, Kat James, special guest, author of The Truth About Beauty. We're talking here about helping to reset the gut that communicates with everything in your body, your mind, your brain, everything. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, that's what her favorite is, to reset. You can find it at finer stores, vitamin shops, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other retailers nationwide. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Stop, catch a grenade.
Welcome or welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our final segment here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We are interviewing, have been interviewing this hour, Kat James, award-winning author of Truth About Beauty and renowned nutrition expert and inside-out transformation expert. InformedBeauty.com is her website if you want to access that after this interview, informedbeauty.com. I just have one more question of you, Kat. How can people, going forward and beyond this interview, incorporate helping themselves out of the dilemma of the skyrocketing rise in eating disorders and food addictions and all the weight gain associated with the COVID experience? How can they incorporate Dr. O'Hara's probiotic to support their journey to the freedom from food obsession that can lead to so many problems, including eating disorders?
Well, I've got microbiome, and they've thrown things off. They've stopped the harms. And so then they need to incorporate this. And the reason that you want an extract of fermented foods, it's even more powerful. Sure, you want your sauerkraut and you want fermented vegetables as much as you can. But if you get a fermented extract, there's a lot of difference between fermenting for 3 years as opposed to a relatively short period of time. And that buildup of postbiotic, and some other supplements are adding postbiotic. It's not the same as bringing in the food that the actual bacteria, it's got to be multi-strain, was actually cultivated in, and the postbiotic are within what you're consuming if you're doing like a Dr. O'Hara's. I do not know of anything else that meets that criteria, but that's where the strength is. That's where the action on your neurotransmitters is going to be. And there is one other study that showed that there was more disruption and depression and anxiety and eating disorders from that decreased microbial diversity. So you need multi-strain. Don't take those single strains. They can even be invasive, but they throw things off, and that's exactly what you don't want.
All right, Kat, thank you so much for sharing your insights today. Let us remind everyone, if you want to help support your body's all-important microbiome health, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. That supplement is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural retailers across the United States, and online retailers as well. You can also visit their website, EssentialFormulas.com, EssentialFormulas.com, or follow Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics on Facebook. All right, Kat James, thanks again for joining us. Have a lovely rest of the day. We look forward to speaking with you soon. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Fear dominates modern medicine today, yet the definition of the word physician translates to mean healer. Dr. Nathan Goodyear is a physician and director of Brio Medical, and his job as a doctor is to build trust, promote hope, and maximize the potential to help his patients heal. The human body is designed to heal itself and will do so when in proper balance, including a disease as serious as cancer. For example, using vitamin C as an integrative therapy with the knowledge of dosing, duration, and frequency is considered an evidence-based cancer-killing therapy, including cancer stem cells. Brio Medical is an alternative cancer treatment center and immune recovery facility offering advanced, research-based, integrative medical treatments focused on all types of cancer, Lyme disease, and chronic illness. Call Brio Medical, 844-411-BRIO, 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 or visit their website, briomedical.com. That's briomedical.com.